Have you ever been really, really impressed by a karaoke performance? 100 or so people in a small Santa Monica, California karaoke bar felt that way last week when Homer's most famous former resident paid them a surprise visit. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has the story.
The idea began when the comedy website funnyordie.com called Jewel up and asked her to take part in an elaborate prank. The idea was pretty simple. Dress superstar Jewel up as a frumpy businesswoman named Karen, complete with glasses and an ill-fitting pantsuit, and send her into the Gaslight Karaoke Lounge with three actors posing as co-workers. Although comedy might not be what she's known for, Jewel says she was immediately game.
I like to do skits, and I did one for Jimmy Kimmel about my snaggletooth that sort of is an idea I came up with about sort of making fun of my tooth since everybody else makes fun of it for me. And I just like doing it. And Funny or Die is a great site. And so we decided to do a couple little skits together, and this karaoke one was the first one.
After her friends belted out a few off-key karaoke standards, they and the crowd began to beg for Karen. Karen made her way reluctantly to the stage as the first few bars of Jewel's 1995 hit, Who Will Save Your Soul, began. And then, Karen's big moment. As the stunned crowd looked on in disbelief, Karen really let loose. In the video, which became an internet sensation when it was released last week, the crowd reaction is priceless. One woman says Karen sounds just like Jewel. Another man says he didn't think Karen was sexy until she started singing. And a third person says Karen is the first person in the bar to ever be asked to perform an encore. But come on, if you were in a karaoke bar, what would you think if someone walked in off the street and hit you with this?
This is my heart.
Jewel says the makeup experience alone, which involved a big prosthetic nose and an even bigger prosthetic posterior, was unique even for a seasoned performer.
Yeah, I've never had movie prosthetics before, so it was fun for me to get to do it.
She says she was a little nervous, too, that going on stage and performing as Karen was different than playing a show as herself.
You know, it did feel really different. It was, I got to be somebody else and have an experience of people reacting to me as someone else, which was really interesting. And they were so stunned by her, you know, like their mouths were dropping open, and it was a really touching thing to be on stage and have people so genuinely moved.
Jewel's undercover karaoke escapade can be seen in its entirety at www.funnyordie.com. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.
Are you serious right now? Oh my God.